Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Father, we thank you. Father, we adore you. Father, we praise you. We honor you today, O God. We thank you. We thank you for joining us today, O God. We thank you. We cannot do without your presence, O God. We thank you that you are here with us on Bible Storyland weekly, O God, that you never leave us. You never forsake us, O God. You are constantly with us, O God. You are constantly watching over us. You even know our thoughts, O God. You are a mighty God. There is no God like you. You are Jehovah, our God. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. We welcome you this morning, O God. We thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. We humble ourselves before you. We thank you that you are the great and mighty I am, and nobody can compare to how wonderful you are, how great you are, how awesome you are. You are the mighty King. I thank you that we can serve a King like you, a true and living King. The President Mokushe is a great man, but you are greater and greatly to be praised, O God. We don't even have to make an appointment with you. You just come, Mokushe Bakade, and you're always present, O God. We thank you this morning for being present. Mokudidia, help us to be present with you, to be aware of your holy presence, to reverence you. Mokudidia Bakashe. Father, I lift up everybody on Bible Storyland this morning and those that will be on later in the name of Jesus. Mokudidia Bakashe. I thank you for blessing us with peace, with safety. Mokoshe Baka. I thank you for protecting us. I thank you that we are fully armored from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. We have the sword of the Spirit in our hand. Our loins are girt about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and you are our rear guard. We are fully armed for battle, and I thank you that you are our battler. You fight every battle for us. We bind the forces of darkness that would try to come up against us in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no weapon. Neither do you have authority to come up against the children of the Most High God. We are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. We are abiding under your shadow, Almighty. We are saying of you, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress, my God, and you will we trust. We thank you this morning, O God, that you watched over us all night. You woke us up this morning. You put strength in our bodies. May we dwell in your presence all day today. May we constantly, Mokoshe, think of you in the name of Jesus. Father, I cover everybody with your precious blood on Bible Storyland and every family member represented. I thank you for your blood, a hedge of protection around us, O God. We cover our mind and the thoughts with the blood and our thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts, our possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and multiplied peace. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus. And we are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Jesus resisted unto the blood, and his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. Our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from evil consciences. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. We command all accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander, accusation through the blood of Jesus. We release the voice of the blood, Mokoshe, against demons, evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Father, we are your end-time warriors. Use us as a weapon against the enemy. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. And we honor you this morning. We just say, have your way on Bible Story Land. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so glad you could join us this morning on Bible Story Land. God loves you. Yes, you. He loves you, too, and you, even you. No matter what you have done, he still loves you. But God is requiring something from us also. God gives, and we are created in his mighty image, so we need to give also. What is our Father requiring of us? Deuteronomy 6:5 says, it's the first commandment with promise. To love the Lord, our God, with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. The word of the Lord says in 1 John 5:1-3, whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotteth him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. He who loves God, love each other also. He who loves God, love each other also. You may ask yourself, what is love? What is the meaning of love? Well, 2 John 6. And this is love. This is what John says in 2 John 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that we have heard from the beginning. You should walk in it. Obey, obey, obey. Obedience, obey. Do not be deceived. Obedience is required to keep God's commandments. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. And I thank you for joining me as I pray silently. Join in with me. Father God, we come humbly before your holy throne this morning to thank you for mercy. You are a God of mercy, and we thank you for mercy, O God. Thank you that you still favor us with life and life more abundantly. We repent for things, Mokoshe Bakade, you have told us to do that we have not done. That you ask us to do, allow us time to correct that, to do the things that you ask us to do, O God, in the name of Jesus. You require of us to fear you, O Lord, our Creator. You are the one who can give life and take life. You require us to also walk in all your ways, to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to serve you, Lord God, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, to keep your commandments and your statutes that you command us for our good. Help us, O Lord, to obey you in all things, in all of our ways. We love you, O Lord, our strength. Help us not to mokoshe bakade, just give you lip service or be numb to you. Help us to be alert and sensitive to your spirit, to discern what you are telling us in this hour, and to obey you, Father. Father, we thank you for families today in Jacksonville, Florida, in Texas, in Louisiana, in Michigan, in Ohio, in Tennessee, in Nevada, in Washington, California, and throughout the United States, oh God, throughout the world. We thank you for families that you created in your mighty image, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, have mercy on fathers. Have mercy on mothers. Have mercy on children. In the name of Jesus, help us to study your word, O God, to show ourselves approved unto you, workmen that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing your word. Thank you, O Lord. We adore you, Father God. You are great and greatly to be praised. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to attack families because we honor you and obey you. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. And we thank you, O Lord, that we are light and you are our light and our salvation. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. So, Father God, I lift up the children and families today. I thank you for provisions. I thank you for their health. I thank you for being a help unto them. I thank you for their strength. I thank you that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends. I thank you that our children will be obedient to you, Father God, and they shall eat the good of the land. I thank you that our children are obedient to us as parents, O God. I thank you that our children listen, Mokoshe Bakade, and I thank you that our children are delivered from the hand of the enemy. Our children walk according to your will. I thank you, Father God, that we train up our children in the way that they should go, and they will not depart from that way in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we honor your presence, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said before, good morning again. We are so happy to have each of you here. And we have Karen Itell, a great mighty woman from Houston, Texas, that is gifted with the gift of playing praise songs unto the Lord. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Karen.
I'm going to do my first song. It will be El Shaddai.
All right. The Mighty Breasted One. Almighty God, that's our El Shaddai. We call him Lord. He called us his people, so we call him Lord, and we are most grateful to him this morning. Well, you know, the Lord gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, and why did he give them to the church? He gave them to us. Why did he give them to us? He gave them to the body of Christ. for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we will be no more children. It's time for us to grow up. We won't be tossed to and fro anymore, carried about with every wind of doctrine, but by sleight of men and cunning craftiness, but we will honor the Lord. We will wait on the Lord. So by speaking the truth in love, may we grow up into Christ in the thing which is the head, even Christ. This woman of God that's going to be speaking to us from Louisiana, I believe she lives in Marrero, she is the sent one to help us become perfected in the things of God. Her name is Minister Vivian George, and we are happy to have her this morning with us on Bible Storyland. Good morning, Minister Vivian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just blessed. Thank you. And I just bless everyone that's listening out there this morning.
Amen. Family Day. It's Family
Amen.
Day on Bible Storyland. And I thank God for each of you being on. So are you ready to bring the word?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
All
Praise
right.
God. Father, as we come before you this morning, God, we just love you because you first loved us this morning, God. Because if it had not been for you, Jesus, where would we be, Father God? Your love, your love is so numerous, Lord, that we can't even explain. And Father, you have allowed this time that we come together. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. As I speak your word, Father, I need your help, oh God, to speak through me. I can't do it by myself. I need you, Lord, oh God. Crown me with wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding. Praise God. I just say good morning to everyone that's listening out there. In love, praise God. This is the month that people are celebrating love. They're celebrating Valentine's Day, but we should know how to love at all times. The Bible tells us how to love at all times. And you know, if we know how to love at all times, we'll have better marriages. Praise God. My title this morning is going to be my first part on this, because I have a two-part series on this, Extra Miles to Family Stability and Happiness. Now, we need some happiness in marriage. We have some sour marriages. We have some marriages that have gone bad. We need some love in our marriages. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to come back with the scripture. I'm going to do the lessons first. We're going to first talk about patience. Have patience in the time of adversity and trials. You know, one thing, we don't have patience one with another. Our patience is too short. Learn how to listen to the other and be patient with one another, because there are times in life when one is upset about one thing, and they might have had a bad day at the job, or they might, just many things happens and cause the person to be a little off or nervous or upset. But we must learn patience with one another, especially husband and wife. Praise God. Because this is family time. Praise God. We have to learn how to be patient with each other's mistakes or even deliberate provocation. Now, look. There are times we are not perfect people. Listen, we are imperfect people. We need to know how to look over each other's mistakes, especially husband and wives. Patience, this is what I'm talking about right now. Praise God. Learn how, when one make a mistake, to know how to. We must learn how to each other when one makes. When you make a mistake.
Hey,
praise God. Learn how to say I'm sorry when you make a mistake. Don't let your pride get in the way. You know, that's a lot. You know, that's the biggest thing in the world is pride. Pride steps in the way, and we don't want to look at the other one in the face and say, I'm sorry. Come on. Order to have family. He needs to learn how to say pride and say I'm sorry. Each other.
Minister Vivian, we got some kind of static on the line. Is someone moving around? Because it's causing some kind of static on the line.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Something else for patience I want to talk about. In the time of childbearing and rearing, we have to learn how to be patient with one another. Because, yes, children can work on each other. Learn how to be patient with your wife. Learn how that she's been home with them all day, or she done worked all day, and she needs your patience to get your meals ready, or whatever needs to be done in the home. Praise God. Patience with one another brings about patience. If you love me, you will be patient with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another one for patience. The children irritation. Yes, sometimes children are sick. Sometimes children are irritable, many things. And sometimes, you know, parents don't even know why that child is irritable. It could be something hurting, and they don't even understand. Well, the mother and the father need to know how to be patient with one another, to be patient with the child. Be patient with the child when it's crying and upset, and take it alone and sit down and try to find out what's the problem. But no, we start yelling and getting all out of whack, and everything is gone wild. Praise God. Patience. God teaches us patience in his word. Praise God. Like I said, we're going to go back to the scriptures, but I'm laying out an outline here first. How you need to know patience in order to love one another. Praise God. Another one for patience. In the time of sexual adjustment. Oh, man, come on. Be patient with your wife. And, woman, you know you don't supposed to withhold yourself from your husband, not for meanness and anger and bitterness. And, man, you know if the wife has been, if she's tired. Can learn how to have control over yourselves. Praise God. Learn how to control yourself and stop wanting what you want and knowing she got to take care of the children. Oh, I know this hits so many home because we want it when we want it. We just want to throw aside everything else. And it's got to be my way. I'm the man. I'm the macho. But no, you love one another. You be patient with one another. Praise God. Well, let's look at another word. We're going to get off of patience. We're going to go to another one. Tolerance. Tolerance. Oh, I don't have to tolerate you. I've heard that word. Yeah, I don't have to tolerate you. Yes, we do, because we love one another. Tolerate all the unavocable, I can't pronounce my word, it's my nonsense of marriage. All the nonsense things, things that don't matter. Why should we get upset over nonsense things? If we know how to tolerate and go on, we'll have a better marriage we can love in spite of. Tolerate the nagging habits of either husband or wife. Yes, we do have some wives that is kind of naggy. Come on. We have some husbands sometimes that. Yes. Yes. We have to learn how to tolerate each other in order to have a home. Praise God. Why we tolerate? Because Jesus commanded us to love one another. That's why we tolerate. We want to obey Jesus. He tolerated us that he, God gave his only son to love us and still doing it. Praise God. Tolerate the strange actions that may come from your spouse, contrary to your expectations. You might not be expecting that the way she's acting. But tolerate, tolerance. Oh, say, oh, I know she didn't mean that. And know how to take her by the hand and pray with her. She might be going through something. She needs you. Man, she needs you. She needs you to come to her rescue. She needs you to comfort her. God made you to comfort that woman. To love, to cherish, and to comfort her and to provide for her, her needs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tolerate the unusual behaviors of pregnant or nursing wife. Here we come again. Man, just don't want your way. There are times when she have to take time and nurse the children or the baby. And also when she's pregnant, maybe she might be going through some discomforts. Praise God. Tolerance is so important to a man because you know why I'm saying this? Because God made man, and he made him to be strong and to bear things. He made him the head. And we're going to read that in the scripture as soon as I finish with this layout plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, learn how to tolerate your wife. Don't jump up and say, I want a divorce. I can't get along with her. Know how to deal with her according to knowledge, the Bible says. You have to learn how to deal with your wife. She might make mistakes. Woman, your husband's going to make mistakes. We are imperfect beings. But love, we're going to go to that in a little while. Love will cast away all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tolerance. Tolerate the time, wasted nature of your partner, and do something to help in the given circumstance. Learn how to tolerate in times that's wasted, God, of your partner. And learn how to help each other. Praise God. Oh, I love you so that I'm willing to stop what I'm doing to help you to get through this. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Learning how to understand each other. Make deliberate efforts to understand matters before taking decisions. Make an effort to understand. No, lots of time we ain't taking time to understand what went on. We just go off. My God, my God. There are many decisions that are made out of haste, and they made wrong decisions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Show maturity by seeing situations from the other person's point of view. Learn how to listen to what the other one has to say. I read in my Bible, and I'm going to read in a few minutes, that when God made man, he took a woman and he joined them together as one. Praise God. other person's view. Be sensitive to one another. God don't love one no more than he does the other. Praise God. Love will bring two people closer if they would only understand or learn to understand each other. When you get married, you don't know everything you ought to know about that person. You just met them, and you start dating them. And y'all just felt like you was in love and got married. And sometimes, really, love is not that deep until sometimes you get married and it get deeper and deeper. But then the devil can come in there and he can throw some darts, because his darts are very powerful. And when he throw his darts, oh, I didn't know you. I thought I knew you. No, this is the time when you need to try to learn and understand each other. Praise God. Study and understand your partner's lifestyle and ways of life. Well, she don't have none. When you marry me, she ain't had no lifestyle. Yes, she did, and he did too. Learn how to talk about these lifestyles. Well, she loves to go to the movies. He loves to go to the racetrack. And she loves to do this, and she loves to do that. Can't we sit down in love and talk about it and reason with one another? No, she don't have the head. I'm the head of this. That is the wrong attitude. You need to get an attitude adjustment. You are as one, as I said early. That's not a love decision or comment. Praise God. Study and understand each other. Get to know each other better. You know, I found out through marriage and life, if a man really loves a woman and take care of her properly, she'll do anything to please her husband. That's her weakness, because God took her from his side. Praise God. Hallelujah. When there is an unavoidable misunderstanding, avoid explosion by humbling yourselves and resolving the issue through effective communication. When there is a big argument, and some people get in a fight, which is not right. There's a time when a person needs to know how to calm down. Because, see, the Bible tells us how we are to have authority, self-control over our own bodies. And there are some times you might raise your voice at your husband or at your wife. But learn how to calm down to avoid such big fallout, a fight. I remember many times when me and my husband didn't agree on something. If I was running my mouth, and you know us women, we know how to run our mouth. Oh, my God. We know how to laugh. But when I was running my mouth, He wouldn't say anything. And when he run his mouth, I learned how not to say anything. So we kept peace in our home. And we stayed very close. Praise God. We loved each other. We showed each other. We worked with each other. Praise God. See, we have to learn how to do these things in order to have a loving and successful marriage. The main thing I want to say to you in my layout is forgiveness, which a lot of people don't, and that's why we have divorces. Love is forgiving. You'll have to forgive not one time, not two times, not three times. My My Bible says you have to forgive 7 times a day. So you have to learn how to forgive your partner when they make a mistake or when they hurt your feelings or when they're being disobedient according to God's word. Because it's not going to ever be your way all the time. Praise God. Number one, for forgiveness, make room in your heart for offenses and other mistakes. Say, I'm sorry, honey, I offended you. I'm sorry, honey, I made this mistake. And like I said, the devil will try to fight you in many ways to make many, you will make mistakes because you are human. Praise God. Forgive and forget all confessed and unconfessed offenses. Yes, I offended you. I'm sorry I offended you. Think, you need to learn how to think sometime when you're not talking to your mate. To learn how that you can forgive your mate. You know, I did this to my husband. This or that. And I'm going to tell him I'm sorry for that. You know, God will love you so much. For what you do. Praise God. Admit and humbly ask for forgiveness whenever you know that you are wrong. Either one. I remember my husband used to take me out to the restaurant, a nice restaurant, if he had offended me. And he would sit down, we would sit down at the table, and I didn't know why he was bringing me out to this restaurant. It would be one that we don't usually go to. And then, well, before we would eat, he would take me by the hand and he'd say, honey, I'm sorry I offended you yesterday. And you know that would make my heart melt. Praise God. I'm telling you something this morning that I've lived, not something that I think, but in order to, for love, I'm talking about love for these holidays and for any holiday, not only for Valentine's Day, but for any day of the week or the month, we need to know how to love each other. For Jesus is love. Praise God. Forgive even when apologies do not come. Keep a forgiving spirit. Even if that person still does not accept your apology. Forgive anyway, because this is what Christ commanded us to do, to forgive one another. See, you got to keep self straight. You can't look at the other person. And that's one thing I've done. Don't look at the other person if they don't forgive you. You do your part. You do your part in forgiving. Praise God. And your Father, which is in heaven, will forgive you. Praise God. Do not keep record of your partner's offenses. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you know he did this, and she did that, and I ain't going to forgive him for that because she should have not have done that. Oh, no. Don't you know the Father is seated on the right hand, steady making intercession for us, forgiving us of our mistakes daily? This is what I can't get over. This is why I don't understand why people can't forgive. If we have a Heavenly Father, praise God, if we have a Heavenly Father that's seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us daily because we sin daily, we ought to forgive one another. And that's awesome. We ought to be running to each other asking for forgiveness. We ought to be bowing to one another asking for forgiveness. Jesus is forgiving you in all your shortcomings. Praise God. Praise God. Do unto your partner as you would want him to do unto you in the family. I just thank God for the family. I thank God for the man. I thank God for the woman. I thank God for children, how he ordained the family. I know man is trying to change it, but he cannot do it like God did it. And, you know, I was thinking this week how man is trying to change things. And, you know, back in Bible days, as they tried to build that tower to Babel, God come and tore that thing down. And guess what? He's coming to tear down the kingdom again. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Let's look at forbearance. Development marriage shocks absorbers. Forbear some bad habits of your partners, which may go away with time. You know, some things will just fade on over and pass on over if you don't make a big mountain and a molehill out of it. You know, sometimes we carry things in anger and bitterness instead of letting it go. We need to let something go and not be so mean. Oh, I'll never forgive and I'll never forget. I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. That's not Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. No. He doesn't want us to be like that. Forbear whatever you can and have good marriage. Have a good marriage. Work on your marriages. Work on your home. Work on your family. Work to have love flowing through your home. Praise God. Praise God. It's nothing like having a home. When you know, when I was studying this, when you look at a happy home, there's a home where the husband is happy, the wife is happy, and the children are just running up to their mama and their dad. That's because they have a happy home. Those children are being trained and loved and taken care of in the home. Let's look at the love chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it reads as thus, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I have not charity. I have become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have not all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. You better realize, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you got the best job. I don't care if you are in the White House. I don't care where you are. If you don't have love, you ain't nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, you can go out here and say you're doing everything for the Lord. And if you don't have love, there's nothing. And though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity, love, suffereth long. In the family, love suffereth long. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's kind. It's kind to one another. It's not hurting one another. And if you hurt, you like I just explained earlier, you know how to say forgive me. Love envies not. Don't hold envy and grudges against your mate or other people. We must learn how to love everybody in spite of. Praise God. Love vanquishes not itself and not puffed up. Puffed up in pride. My God. Love is not puffed up. Love is humble and loving and kind to one another. Praise God. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seek is not her own way, as I said earlier. Don't look for your own way. Look for God's way. and not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Don't hold evil grudges. We want to be Christ-like. We want to be loving. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Praise God. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hope is all. Hope. Keep hope in your marriage. Endureth all things. Endurance. Praise God. That's love. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith. Keep the faith in your home that everything is going to be okay. Keep the hope in your home that everything is, God's going to help you. If you keep the faith in Christ and hope in Christ, he will help you. Love in your home. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Love. Try to love everybody. Watch yourself. You're going to make many mistakes in this life. But if you keep in your mind that you want to love, you just want to love, the Lord will help you in all your mistakes, and you won't be caught up and puffed up and caught up with all the trials of this life and go astray. If you have a pen and you want to take down my scriptures for the day, they are Genesis chapter 2, 21-25, Matthew chapter 19, 3-12, Ephesians 5, 21-30, Titus 1, 6-11, Matthew 5, 38-40, and also Deuteronomy 24:5, 1 Peter 3:7-8, Mark 11:24-25, Matthew 6:9-15, Colossians 3:13. All of these scriptures explain what I just taught you this morning on love. Make a habit to go out today and love the unlovable. If you don't have a family, make a habit of finding someone. It might not be pleasant in your eyes. It might be someone of a different nationality or race, or they might be simple. It may be many things you don't like about people, but you just say, I love them, but I don't like. Go and love them. Show somebody some love. If it's taking a meal or whatever the Lord put on your heart to do to show love for somebody, it is so important in the eyes of God that you love me with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. You cannot love him if you don't love them whom you see each day. Praise God. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you, Sister Caritha, and I bless y'all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! What a great word. Her word, the title was Extra Miles to Family Stability and Love. And I tell you, she broke it down in everyday language, and I appreciate it. Sister Vivian, I would like for you to announce about your show, the title, the time, and the number.
Okay. I'm on every Sunday night at 7 p.m. The title of the show is God's Favorites. I reaches out for the hurting, those that are lost, those that have lost their son, to the gun or lost their son or daughters to drugs, alcohol, prison walls, to the gun, to many hurts. You know, we are going through many hurts in this time. And Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So call me on my program every Sunday night at 1-714-409-0578, and listen in to the program if you desire. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Minister Vivian. I appreciate you being on. That was an awesome word. And we
thank
do
you.
Need to learn how to be patient with each other. Every family member needs to learn how to be patient with each other. She said, get pride out the way. Childbearing, you know, those are different years. You got to understand what people are going through during those years. Have tolerance. Be sensitive to each other. Help each other. Understand one another. Learn each other. You know, get closer with each other. Overlook each other's faults. You know, love is long-suffering. It's kind to each other. And I just thank God for the way she delivered that word. So this morning we're going to continue on. Karen Itell is going to play another praise song. So I thank God for you, Karen. Go ahead. What are you going to play, Karen?
Also, I want to let you know that I was thinking about the song, I Love You, Lord. It's the song I'm going to do. And it can also be a prayer, so I'm going to play it very softly, and y'all can be praying and just meditate on the words to the piece, and we'll take it from there. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Him because he's our creator, he's our strength. You know, he's everything. He's the one who watches over us. He's our shepherd. He is our Lord. He's our healer. And I love that song, Karen. That was awesome. We love the Lord. You know, as I said before, today is Family Day. We are honoring families on Bible Storyland this morning. We honor fathers. We honor mothers. We honor children. We're honoring children. And we're saying to you, stay strong in the Lord. Depend on God's guidance. Do not rely upon your own understanding to bring up your children, to love your wife, to love your husband. Lean upon the Lord and say, Lord, what should I do in this situation? Lord, what is it I need to do? So I encourage you as parents to pray with each other, pray with and for your children and pray for each other. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, you know, I'm so bored, I don't have nothing to do. You have a lot to do. Stay constantly before the Lord. Bring your husband up before the Lord. Bring your wife up before the Lord. Bring your children up before the Lord. We have so much to pray about. I know all day long I'm talking to Father God in the car, washing dishes, sitting down, whatever I'm doing, I'm constantly talking to the Father. Sometimes it's about people on Bible Storyland. I may say, Lord, I lift up people who come on Bible Storyland. Lord, bless them and their families. Lord, be with them. So I want to say some encouraging words. You know what? The Lord has claimed us as his children. And we, you know what? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I'm saying to you, I pray that you say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, in Ephesians, it talks to fathers and mothers and children. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. Train up a children in the way that they should go. When they're old, they won't depart from it. God has something for every family member. He says, honor children, honor your father, honor your mother. Why? So you'll have long life, and you'll be able to have long life on this land which the Lord thy God giveth you. You know, we've having so much bloodshed out here in every city. I mean, when I look on the news, every city, I don't know any city, because if we knew of a city where there wasn't bloodshed, we'd all be going there. And the only city I know right now where there's no bloodshed is the city of heaven. Right now on the earth, in every city in the United States, there is bloodshed of our children. What are we doing about it? Are we consulting the Most High? Are we beseeching him? Abba, Father, stop the murders of our children. Stop the violent crimes against our children. Are we talking to him about it? Are we just ignoring it? What are we doing? Father God said, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and follow me, be obedient, then I will heal the land. Our children are being killed on our land. Are we just sitting by and let it happen when we see it on the news? What do we do? Do we call the station and say, what family was that? I need to send them an offering. What are we doing? There's a woman right here in the city of Jacksonville. She has a business called Families of Slain Children. Outside, she has three billboards full of children that were killed. When is the billboard going to shrink? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing about it. What are we doing? Are we asking the Lord to forgive us so he can heal our land? Are we turning from our wicked ways? What are we doing? There are things to do. So God says, submit yourselves to one another, husbands and wives, as in the fear of the Lord. You know what, like Sister Vivian was saying, we got to submit ourselves to God. We cannot love our husbands or our wives like we should without submitting to God. We can't love our children like we want unless we submit ourselves to God. You know, the Bible says that children are a blessing. That's the gift that God gave us. It says, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. So, you know, I thank God for his word. Happy is the man that have his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. You know, God's word is true. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest they come and smite the earth with a curse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, for this is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and you mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children, children's children. That's the grandchildren. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And ye fathers, you know, the father of righteousness shall greatly rejoice. And he shall beget a wise child, shall bring him joy. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. How are they going to have peace if you're not teaching them about God? Let's teach our children about God. Well, I believe Jackie Travis is on with us this morning. Jackie, if you're ready to sing. Oh, yeah, you did press one. I see that. Okay. Thank God for you being on this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You're very clear.
Okay. I got Reverend Huggins today. I got a little frog in my throat, but we're going to do a song anyway. We got
Good morning,
good
Pastor
morning.
Huggins. How are you?
Great. Feeling good. Thanks to the Lord.
Amen. Well, we're going to listen to you all sing. We thank God for you.
I hope we don't mess you up.
No, indeed. I'd love to hear you sing.
You're
singing Love Lifted Me.
Okay.
I was thinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained from sin, thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the water lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! And love did lift us. You know, we all been in the mud and the mire of life, but his love lifted us out of that, brought us into a new place, cleaned us up, brought us into a new place in him. So his love, God is love. He lifted us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Huggins and Jackie. We appreciate
you.
All right. Is Pastor Phillips, are you still on?
I'm still here.
All right,
I'm
I
here.
Thank
can
God.
You hear me?
Yes, we can. I thank God for your patience this morning. You know, before you say a few words of encouragement, I want to acknowledge a 90-year-old lady that's on with us this morning. She was born in February the 10th, 1922. She's from Applin, Georgia. Her name is Miss Ludell, and I see her on this morning. So I thank God for you, Miss Ludell. She was on. Oh, yeah, I think she's still on here. Miss Ludell, let's see. Let me see. Let me press one and let her say something to us this morning. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. She was on here. She may have hung up, but I know Miss Ludell was on here a few minutes ago. Yesterday she turned 90 years old. So I thank God for her. I wish her many, many more years of blessings from the Lord. All right, I don't see her number right now. Maybe she'll come back on a little bit later. But I thank God for each of you. I know they're having a birthday celebration for her. I'm not sure if it's today, but soon if they haven't had it already. So, Pastor Phillips, I thank God for you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm so blessed of the Lord.
Amen, amen. So I thank God for the word that went on before. So we're listening to you to give words of encouragement this morning.
Hallelujah. I just thank God for today. As I'm looking around, I'm looking at a new season today. And the word of encouragement is that we begin to hold on to God's unchanging hand. even as the minister began to talk about the love of God and the family, and we're approaching the Valentine's Day, there's so many people now that are not loving each other with the unconditional love. Their love is so conditional. It's the if or the because you do this for me, or because, or if you go to school, or if the, but I want you to know that we have a God that loves us, and he pours his love into us. Romans 5:5, for the love of God shed abroad on our hearts. And this is how we begin to love each other. There are many selfish people out there, and they love themselves more than they love someone else. But I want you to know, when God pours his love into us, hallelujah, we're able to be able to love those that are unlovely. So I encourage us today that we begin to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Be not dismayed, for the Lord God is with you. Cast all your burdens on the Lord. The only burden you should have is a burden for lost souls. And whatever it is that you're dealing with, I want you to know that God got it. Hallelujah. This is a season for us to go forth. I was reading about Deborah and how Deborah had the anointing upon her life. And I just claim that right now is for us to arise, awake up.
Uh-oh, she got cut off, but she'll come right back. Miss Liddell, I see you on again this morning. I'm going to put you on live. We just wished you a happy birthday, celebrating your 90th birthday, February the 10th, 1922 is when you were born in Appling, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Good morning, darling. How everybody doing? I just want to say how I enjoyed the message the lady just brought by forgiveness, and I just wish that a lot of people that I know could have heard her message. It was a beautiful message. I'm just enjoying the program this morning. It's better. In spite of my special busy schedule for this afternoon.
All right, they're having a celebration for you today?
Yes, ma'am, at the church at 3.
Oh, my God, I know it's going to be awesome.
I'm looking forward to it, you know, and thanking God for right now and today. Yesterday was my birthday, of course, but I thank God for even now, another day that he spared me.
Amen.
I hope you all continue your programs every Saturday, because I do my best to listen and get so much out of it each time.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you and for the 90 years that he has given you, 90 years and one day old. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Wisdom speak. Now, this is wisdom talking to us. Miss Liddell, you were married for how many years?
54.
Woo, my Lord, she was married for 54 years. And you know she could tell us a lot of things about how to be married.
Right. But about the family, the lady spoke on that, about a loving family. So that's what I had during my marriage life, a loving family, husband and children, you know.
Amen.
So everything was nice. I thank you for 90 years. I couldn't believe it, Miss Gricka. I tell you the truth, but hey, it come. And
Amen.
You know what I say? I say even 90 years ago, he knew what was going to happen yesterday and today.
Amen. Amen.
He knew all about it, you know, and I thank God that he is a knowing God.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you. May you have many, many more blessed years of life.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I'm looking for Pastor Josie. She got cut off. Let's see, if you're back on, press 1, Pastor Josie. Okay, the enemy's busy this morning, but he is a liar. So I thank God for the encouraging word that Pastor Josie brought this morning to us, and the encouraging word that Minister Vivian George brought to us this morning. Well, it is prayer time. You know, prayer is just a conversation with our Father, communicating with our Father, our Creator, and that's very, very important, you know, to start our day off having a conversation with the Lord. Lord, I thank you. You know, there's a song that says, did you stop to pray this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give him just one moment of your time? Yeah, Pastor Josie's back on this morning. Good morning, Pastor Josie. You're back on?
Pastor G, I was not even aware that we were cut off. I want you to know that there's been much warfare this morning, but I'm back on now. Praise the Lord. I wasn't even aware I've been having trouble with the phone, kept cutting off the whole morning. So
yes, I
thank
I know.
Were you able to?
Hello?
Were you able to hear the show, Mar?
No, we did not.
Okay. Is it okay if I sound the shofar?
Oh, please. Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Hallelujah. I'm sounding the shofar. This is a release of anointing for us to begin to do what God's called us to do. He has assigned us. So we are people of assignment. We have responsibilities with the family. That he wants us to begin to create an environment in our family, even with the children, that we foster life skills to nurture them and that they begin to grow and develop in the pursuit of happiness and that God has created us to be a people that we walk in righteousness. We are created in his image, and I release this anointing right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is victory time in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor G, am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We just thank you for today. We seal every word that's been spoken with the blood of Jesus. And the word, Father, we thank you for your word, God, even as it begin to enter. And, Father God, and you give us the revelation knowledge, Father God. And to even as we begin to go out, we begin to take this word and rightly divide it ourselves. And thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for life. And we just right now that we are light in darkness. And wherever we go, we shine that light, Father God, that light that you gave us. We don't want to put it underneath a bushel. But, Father God, we thank you, Father, for your anointing, that you're releasing your anointing, Father God, and that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you teach our hands to war and that you're preparing a people, Father God, that you're linking us together on one accord. Now, right now in the city of New Orleans, we bind that partying spirit. We bind that spirit of a demonic nicotine murder. We bind that spirit, a perverse spirit. We, in Jesus' name, we bind that Mardi Gras spirit in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit right now, we pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus, and we just speak life to the city of New Orleans. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you send forth your laborers, God. Oh, Father God, that you've called us not to compromise and not to be passive, Father God. Oh, Father God, but we're excited about your word, God. We're excited about this new season that you've entered us in, Father. We give you praise and glory, Father God. I thank you, Lord, what you're doing. You're just preparing us, God. Oh, Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, I thank you. I cover us with the blood of Jesus. I seal Pastor G. I thank God for all the listeners, Lord, and I pray a divine that they walk in divine purpose. I pray a blessing. I release a blessing right now. We just say the benediction, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Father God, that whatever they put their hand to will prosper, that they're a blessed people, that we're blessed coming in and blessed going out, and I give you praise and glory. I thank you, Pastor G. I thank you for your dedication to this broadcast today. Amen.
Well, we thank God for you, Pastor Josie Phillips. We appreciate you. We just thank you for releasing that anointing to us. And I thank God that he's creating a new environment for us, one of love, love, love. Where we can learn, you know, many of us don't understand what love is. We think it's just, you know, all these feelings. But love is obedience to God, doing what he wants us to do, doing what he put us down here to do. When God sent us here, he put something on the inside of us, a purpose, and he sent us here to bring forth that purpose. And so each of us have a different purpose. We're all a family, and you have a purpose, I have a purpose, you have a purpose, you have a purpose, you have a purpose, and we need to seek God's face and ask him, Lord, why did you put me here? He didn't put us here just to sit and look at TV all day and say, oh, you know, woe is me, my knee hurt, I don't know what to do. No. We have to study God's word. We have to seek his face and say, Lord, what did you put us here for? What is my purpose inside me? Bring it out and show it to me. Is it having compassion on those that are unlovable? you know, to do something. We got to do something. Love is an action word. It's not just some kind of feeling about, you know, I love those that are homeless. Yeah, but what you doing? What are we doing about those that are homeless? Are we making meals to feed them? Are we giving them clothes if they need clothes? Or we just watch them go in the garbage cans and eat and say, oh, they're poor soul? No, what are we doing? There's much to do. There's work on every hand. So let's do the work. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. So you can press 1 for your prayer request. I'm lifting up my Aunt Mildred. I went to visit her this week, and she misses everybody so much. She said she wants to come back on soon. So as soon as God allow her, she will be back on. So I'm lifting her up. And Mavis and Frank Hart has had successful surgery. I thank God for his healing. As God continually heal his body, we're going to lift him up in prayer. And anyone else who need prayer, let's see, someone press 1 here. Hold on, please, 407. Good morning. How are you?
Well, praise the Lord, Sister G. How you doing this morning? It's Bonnie.
Hey, Minister Bonnie. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I'm asking for prayer for my 2 cousins that's battling with cancer, and also one of my friends, mother-in-law, is in the hospital. She's unconscious, so I'm asking prayer for them. And also my nephew who is in need of some place to stay right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you for being on, Minister Bonnie Howell. You know, I listened to some of your show the other night with the children. It was some kind of children's night.
Yes, and I wanted to get in touch with you and try to, you know, so you can reach some of your young people that be on, you know, and they can come on and maybe minister in the message, you know. But I'm gonna try to get that going again, you know, at least once on one of those programs that's going to be dedicated to the youth.
Okay, well, just let me know so I can, you know, get them on.
Okay.
All right, we'll be praying for you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. Anyone else? Prayer time. Prayer request. Yes, you're already on. You can state your request. Hello? All right. Someone's trying to state a request, but it didn't come in clear. So if you have a prayer request, you can state it. You're already on.
I'd like to pray for the little baby, 15-month-old baby named Benjamin. The mother lived in Michigan, and social services wanted to step in and take the baby because the baby has kidney cancer, and they were commanding the parents to do the radiation chemo, and the parents did not want to. They wanted to go another way. So they began to escape. They wanted to go to Canada, but they got as far as New York City with the baby. The baby right now is in intensive care, and they're giving the baby chemo, and the family has no money, and they're staying at the McDonald's house. And I also like to pray for my son. My son is having some demonic activity going on. Amen.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Phyllis. We'll lift that up. Anyone else? Prayer.
So Jackie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Let me mute you out. Okay.
Jackie?
I want a prayer request for my family, for my patients. And for this world, for the children.
Okay, are you running water, Jackie?
I'm going to mute you out. I'm going to mute now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, anyone else? Prayer. Is someone running water? Because there's some kind of water or something on there.
It sure is.
Yeah. Okay. Jackie may have been washing dishes or somebody, but anyway, I thank God it's gone. Anyone else need prayer? Miss Liddell, you on?
Yes, yes, ma'am. I would love to have prayer, you know, because I continually need prayer in spite of God being good.
Amen.
And for a bereaved family, a friend of mine that being paralyzed this afternoon, not very far from me, I ask prayer for the family, too, the Marshall family.
Okay. All right. Okay, anyone else? Prayer time. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer. Anybody else? Prayer. All right, no one's saying anything. Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you are so faithful to us. You are faithful, faithful, faithful. You are our friend. You are our Lord. You are our shepherd. Father, we just thank you that you said whatever we ask in your name, believe in, you will grant it. So we believe you, Father God, and we believe your report, oh God. Your report says that we are healed by every stripe you took on that cross, oh God. So I thank you for healing my Aunt Mildred in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing Frank Hart. I thank you for healing Bonnie Howell's entire family, her cousins, her nephew, every family member. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. And I just thank you that you are God who loves us. You see our condition, oh God. Sometimes you wait for us to bring it before you. So, Father God, we bring these situations before you today. We lift up the 15-month-old baby and the family who is being forced to give chemo and radiation to the baby, oh God. Father, allow us to choose the methods that we would like for families, Father God, the methods that you choose. Help us not to be forced into situations that the enemy bring forth, oh God. But, Father, you are a great healer. That baby is healed by every stripe. Now, Father, we bind up any pharmakia, any side effects that anyone would have from radiation or chemotherapy or other strong medications, those side effects, we bind them up right now in the name of Jesus. We say that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against this baby or the baby's family shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, every family member that's sick, we cast that sickness, we send it back to where it came from. Father, your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, I thank you that we walk in divine health and healing every day of our lives in the name of Jesus. I lift up Pastor Philip's son, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy that's trying to come up against him. We bind all confusion, all strife. Satan, you are bound. You have no weapon authority that can come up against the children of the Most High God. Our children, Mokoshe, are our heritage, and they belong to the Most High God. Mokuridia, we send fire at you. Mokuridia, Bakashede, Oridia, we send fire to you, O enemy, in the name of Jesus. Mokuridia, Bakashede, Dia. Father, I thank you for dispersing holy angels of protection around her son. In the name of Jesus, give him peace of mind, give him rest. Mokuridia, Mokoshe, Bakade. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for him coming to himself like a prodigal son, that he will begin to run hard after you. He will keep his eyes fixed on you. He will run towards you, O God. And Father, I lift up Sister Vivian's son, O God, in the name of Jesus, and everyone on here with sons and daughters, I lift up the children before you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the children being safe, saved, set, filled with the Holy Spirit. I thank you for a hedge of protection around our children. I plead your precious blood upon our children, O God. Our children are in a safe place in you, Father God. Our children are protected from the hand of the enemy. I bind up witchcraft, mind control, and Satanism from our children. I bind up murder, suicide, from our children. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. Father, whatever you have to do to save their souls, we give you permission, O God. Mokoshe, intervene on our behalf, on behalf of the children, O God. Mokoshe, we are entrusting our children in your care, Father God. We plead your precious blood over every child, Mokoshe, throughout the United States. Every child throughout the world, have your way in our children, O God. We repent for any way, Father God, we've stood back and let the enemy just run rapid through our children, just take our children, and we've not done anything. Forgive us, O God. In the name of Jesus, fight the mighty battle for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, send warring angels. We bind up gangs and occultism. We bind up obsession and possession. Oppression, depression, suppression, regression from our children. We bind up fear. Father God, so many children are in fear. They fear their lives and for their lives. And we stand in the gap for our children. Have mercy on our children. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Father God, when we've delivered them over. We snatch them out right now out of the hand of the enemy. And Father God, we lay them before you. Have your way in our children. We decree and declare that our children are obedient to you, Father God. They are obedient to their parents so they can have long lives. Our children will pray. Our children will call out to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. And Father God, I thank you for bereaved families being comforted, oh God. In the Marshall family, every family, Father God, that is going through the loss of a loved one, the loss of neighbors or friends, we turn it over to you and we say, be compassionate, O Father God. In the name of Jesus, be loving, the Father that you are. Have your way in their lives, O God. Comfort them, strengthen them through this time, O God. You say we are to weep with those who weep. So we're weeping today, for those who are weeping for lost loved ones, O God. In the name of Jesus, those who have gone on before us, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for healing in families, healing from all kinds of problems, situations they face. Heal emotional healing, spiritual healing. Come forth in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for our sons and our daughters being safe, in a safe place in you, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for Miss Ludell and the life that you have given her, 90 years plus, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the seniors. I thank you for the fathers. I thank you for the mothers, oh God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. I lift up even the unspoken request on this morning, Father God. Those that didn't even speak a request, I lift up those things that are on the inside in the name of Jesus that were unspoken. And we thank you, Father God, for hearing even unspoken requests. And we bless and honor you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Walk with us today. Talk with us today. Be that light that we need in the name of Jesus. Father, those mothers that are on crack cocaine, those fathers that are strung out in the name of Jesus, we ask you to pull them out of the muck and the mire. Save them from this untoward generation, oh God. Let salvation come forth throughout the United States. Bring a mass wave of salvation, oh God, in the United States, oh God, and abroad, oh God. Save families, oh God. Let them come in by great numbers, oh God. this year in 2012, your divine order in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We give you much praise, much thanksgiving, and much glory for hearing and answering our prayers in the name of Jesus. We love you, O Lord, our strength, our redeemer, our deliverer, our father, our shepherd, our king. Oh, we give honor to you, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for hearing this prayer. We seal it by the blood. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Woo, we thank you for that. Thank you, Pastor Philip. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Well, do we have any real brief testimonies today?
I want to thank God for him stretching me a little bit.
And pardon me?
I want to thank God for just stretching me a little bit.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for that, too. Thank you for that testimony, for stretching you. Yes, thank you, Lord. Any more
testimonies? I would just like to thank God. This is Lou Dale. I would just like to thank God for my 90 years and how he brought me, you know, over some mountains and valleys and hills, but through it all, he brought me, and here I am this morning saying thank you for 90 years that you've been good to me.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, anybody else need to share anything this morning? You're welcome to share some brief something this morning with us from the
I have a testimony. My sister Marie had had strokes and seizures about 2 weeks ago, and they put her. She was unconscious, and they put her in ICU. They put tubes in her nose, in her mouth, and everywhere. And after about a week, we just began to pray, and I thank God for the prayers of the saint. And anyway, the Lord raised her up. There was no symptoms of nothing, no stroke symptoms. And then he said she had a kidney stones. They went in and they couldn't find nothing. Oh, hallelujah, she's back at home in the name of the Lord. A miracle, God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Woo! God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he works miracles. You know, I hear some people say, oh, you know, God don't heal today. Well, I pray, God, that he will increase their faith in him. Increase their faith in him. Anybody else? Yes, you're on. You want to share something? Okay. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. I love each of you. I thank you for being on with us, being patient with us as we allow God to have his way this morning. You know, we can plan many things, but I surrender everything to the Father. He had his way this morning, and I thank God that he came strong and mighty and showed himself on our behalf. Thank the Lord. So it is closing time, unless somebody else want to share something this morning. Closing time on Bible Storyland.
Pastor, I just want to share my next door neighbor. She's 94 years old. Her husband died a year ago. Her son isolated her, put a do not disturb sign up there, and didn't want nobody to visit her. Now, this is the second year. She had her son to call me the other day. She had not had a bath in a year. She allowed me to assist her with a shower. I washed her hair and curled her hair. And I'm telling you, I thank God for the supernatural favor. I did her nails. And I'll tell you, she's a happy camper now. God sometimes has hidden talents that he puts in us for such a time as this.
Amen. Now, that was God that allowed you to go in and help that lady. I thank God for you. And, you know, it's many people that do different things for people. Many of us you know, we'll drive somebody to the grocery store, to the doctor. We'll go in and purchase groceries. Many of us do things for people.
Great.
So let's continually show love. There's much to do. We can show love every day. You know, sometimes I see an ambulance driving down the street, and I say, Father God, be with them. Get them safe to their destination, wherever they're going. Be with them and that the person that they're going to minister to. You know, it's so much to do. We don't have any idle time.
No.
No, we can cook a meal and take it to a friend, or or we can give them $5 or whatever it takes.
$10.
Yes.
Amen.
$10.
Amen.
Yes, yes. So I thank God for you this morning. I thank God for Minister Bonnie Howell being on, Minister Vivian George, Pastor Josie Phillips. I just thank God for each of you being on. People are on from Ohio, from Louisiana, from Michigan, from Georgia, from Florida, from Texas. I thank God for each of you. You all are a blessing in my life. So I thank God for you. May God bless each of you. May give you a God-filled day, week, month, and year. And don't forget, 5 p.m. every Thursday, boys to men, girls to ladies. We need more children coming on. We need more children to teach. So give them the number that you dialed in on today. And next Saturday is the 18th. I look forward to hearing from you. And God bless you today. Love each of you. All right. God bless you. Love y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Keep playing, Karen. We got one more still on.